This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Ed Robertson, thanking you for making us part of your Labor Day weekend celebration. We'll be back with a brand new edition of our program next week. In the meantime, we invite you to enjoy a replay of a conversation that originally aired in October 2020 with 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner. Ed Asner passed away last week at the age of 91.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brucey, and you are listening to TV Confidential. And now, our Confidential... Here's
Cousin Ed. Hey, Robertson, along with Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will close out our first hour by playing part two of a conversation that began last week with 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner. Ed Asner, the actor known around the world as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own hour-long spinoff series, Lou Grant. The 2020-2021 television season marks the 50th anniversary of the premiere of The Mary Tyler Moore Show, not to mention the 50th anniversary of the Lou Grant character. This conversation with Ed Asner originally aired in October 2020 on TV Confidential. Ed Asner passed away this past Sunday, August 29th, at the age of 91. As we pick up the conversation with Ed, Tony, Donna, Ed and I are talking about an earthquake that occurred in the LA area a few days before we recorded our conversation with Ed. We got shook up real good the other night.
Yeah, there was a trembler, wasn't there?
There was, and I don't know how it was where you are, but I was like 9 miles away from the epicenter. So that was the closest. I've lived in California all my life. That's the closest I've ever been to the epicenter, and it felt like someone took my building and shook it around like a toy.
Weren't you here for the big one?
I was not down here for the big one. Tony and Donna were. I was up in Northern California for the big one in 89.
So was I.
That voice was the voice of Nick, Ed's friend, who was sitting in with Ed as we recorded this interview.
I lived in Venetia at the time.
Oh, okay. I lived... I was living in San Francisco at the time of the 89 quake, but I moved down here 2009. Before I moved down here, I lived in the Vallejo Benicia area for about 10 years.
Yeah. We had one here in 94, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were there for that.
Come here.
When was the earlier one?
Whittier.
It was a rolling quake.
Yeah, Whittier, I think down here was like 87. A lot of people compared the one that happened last week to the Whittier one in 87.
Oh no, didn't come close. I hardly know the Whittier.
Well, that's easy for you to say. For where I sat, it shook me up pretty good.
Well, you're a scaredy cat.
I'll take that.
I want a man. Interview me and ask manly questions. What's going on here? You're showing out, huh?
I am. I am. I'm trying to compose myself. I'm doing a terrible job because after all, I'm talking to Lou Grant, and Lou Grant would not want people who would hide under their desk during an earthquake.
Whatever he said, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're having some fun, Tony and Donna and I. We are having some fun talking to Ed Asner. Ed Asner, the actor known around the world as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own hour-long show, Lou Grant, 2020. The 2020-2021 television season marks the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and by extension, the 50th anniversary of the Lou Grant character. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Only Ed Asner. You might recall last week during part one of our conversation with Ed, we ended with a fun conversation where we asked Ed who he might want to see play him in a motion picture version of Son of a Junkman as we pick up the conversation. Of course, it's always challenging when you, as an actor, are playing a real person, and you've done that many times throughout your career. You've played presidents, you've played generals. Do you approach playing a real person differently than you would playing a fictional character?
Once again, it depends upon the character. It depends on who it is, on how established he is.
Mm-hmm.
Before I did God Help Us, I toured with FDR.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look like FDR, and I don't sound like FDR. But it was just great doing his lines. And that was enough to convince people.
Yeah, because you, as an actor, you dug down deep, and you created the character that you were going to play, and you took the audience on the journey.
Yeah, I'm wondering who's going to play the ex-president Donald Trump. And any story concerning him?
Well,
Think would be right? You think Brendan Gleeson is perfect?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I can't wait till the day he grabs his bag and leaves.
Well, that election day is less than 40 days away as we have this conversation.
Just happened too soon. And of course, by then we'll be stuck with the third choice for the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah. Being the grouchy historian, being a constitutional scholar as you are, I mean, you... Do you have any thoughts on it?
You have a way with words, don't you, Sonny?
I try. I try to do it in such a way that it doesn't sound like I'm obviously sucking up to the guest.
No, no, never. Never in a million years. Baby me.
I will. No, your book, The Grouchy Historian, it's a serious book, but there's a lot of Ed in it, you know, and it's a wonderful collaboration between you and your fellow Mary Tyler Moore compatriot, Ed Weinberger.
Yeah, he's the genius behind the book. I don't want to take credit for it. He created almost all of it. But it was great to be identified with it, to use my name to advance it, and to enlighten people who may not have known many of the points, the fine points that we elicited in the course of that book.
The Grouchy Historian by Ed Asner and Ed Weinberger is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook wherever fine books are sold. And it includes, as an appendix, a transcription of the Constitution of the United States. It's a great opportunity for people who have never actually read the Constitution to read it and to understand it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that a lot of us who, you know, were born in the U.S. and reside in the U.S., you know, we take, I mean, I will admit, I had never actually read the Constitution until I read The Grouchy Historian.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think most Americans haven't, and I think we can see by their support of Trump, if you'll forgive my saying so, that they certainly lack education in terms of the Constitution.
Well, I think, unfortunately, people know, like, the first line of each amendment and don't realize there's, like, another paragraph that follows it.
Yeah. Well said. I don't know it. I condemn myself.
Yes, but if you pick up a copy of The Grouchy Historian, you can read the Constitution and you can learn what's in... Not only the first line of every amendment, but all the paragraphs in between, and why it is a living, breathing document. That the biggest takeaway is that it's easy to assume that we knew constitutional intent, which is an argument that, you know, one political party often raises. But to borrow from Hamilton, the play, unless you're in the room where it happened, no one really knows.
Mm-hmm. Was that a question?
It was intended as a question, but it came out as a statement.
Whatever you say, Chief.
Okay. Ed Asner is on the line with us. Ed Asner, the actor known around the world as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own show, Lou Grant. Ed is the co-author, along with Ed Weinberger, one of his collaborators on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Ed Asner and Ed Weinberger, co-authors of The Grouchy Historian. The Grouchy Historian, an old-time lefty, defends our Constitution against right-wing hypocrites and nutjobs. The Grouchy Historian, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook wherever books are sold. Ed's memoir, Son of a Junkman, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood, Son of a Junkman, available through Amazon.com as a paperback and as an ebook. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram at the only Ed Asner.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tony and Donna, do you have any more questions for Ed?
Well, you know, after Election Day, and hopefully we will be celebrating, Elf is going to be on TV nonstop until New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Now, there's a Santa Claus. There's a character that I'm proud of.
Oh, it is the best screen interpretation of Santa Claus ever.
Well, truly. I think so. I think it tops Edmund Gwenn by far.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the meaty kind of Santa Claus that we think of. He's got balls.
Who is harder to play, Ed? God or Santa? Or do they both pose their own challenges?
Well, I've taken a devious route to playing God. I kind of make him a dithering giggler. So that my sideways interpretation, because of my sideways interpretation, they're both equal.
Now, God Help Us is the production in Chicago that you'll be mounting soon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And to learn more about it, godhelpus.net, godhelpus.net, and we will post the information about the Chicago performance on our show notes. We are heard in Indianapolis, and we are heard in South Bend, Indiana, which is close to Chicago.
Two liberal bastions.
Yes, we're heard in about 25 AM/FM markets in various parts of the U.S., and we're also heard up in Canada.
Well, I come from Kansas City, so it comes from my wellspring.
Yes. Yes. Well, before we forget, and as long as we're mentioning A Man and His Prostate, your character in A Man and His Prostate wears a Dodger cap. The Dodgers are about to start the playoffs. How do you think they're going to do this year?
I think they will do good every year. You can't stop them. They're too rich.
Well, they certainly hit a lot of home runs and score a lot of runs.
Yeah. Well, the pandemic certainly created a first chapter for most of us who are still alive.
Yes.
And I'm barely there. But it's a new beginning.
It is a new beginning. And Ed, it is always Always a joy to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I've had a lot of fun with you three.
Oh.
I could spend a lot more time with the girl. I guess I'll
Next
have to
time.
Wait. What's that?
Next time.
Oh, yeah. It's a date, darling.
Okay. 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner from A Conversation with Tony, Donna, and Me that originally aired in October 2020 on TV Confidential. Ed Asner passed away Sunday, August 29th at the age of 91. We are putting together a formal tribute to Ed, featuring some of the many people who knew him well that we have gotten to know over the years. That will air in the coming weeks on TV Confidential. The next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. We will welcome Emmy Award-nominated actress and stuntwoman Janisha Adams-Ginyard, a Black Panther. Plus, we'll play more of our conversation with Emmy Award winner and television pioneer Ron Bacon. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, Ed Robertson, back to Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.